Hi, this is Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like
A mí me vale literalmente madre. Que lo haga ya se tardó. O sea, no se avisa, se hace. ¿Entendiste?
Hello, hello, hello.
Quechón.
All right. How are you, Miss Vanji?
I am full. I'm happy.
Oh, she's happy.
Yes.
What are you full of?
I'm full of costillitas verdes que acabo de comer.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It was so good.
Explain. Please, get into it.
I got lots of explaining to do.
Yeah.
It's this gas station that has been on TV, and they have Mexican food, so I ordered costillas de cerdo bañadas en salsa verde. Girl.
Mm.
It was so good. It was, you know when like, te dan los huesitos con la carne alrededor?
Yeah.
It was mostly fat. That's why it was so good.
Damn. Did it come with rice and beans?
Rice. Rice and beans.
Qué auténtico. Wow.
It came with rice and beans and
white
tortillas.
Rice?
No. Arroz hispano.
Oh. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya, amen.
Hi. ¿Y tú qué show?
Well, I had nopal tacos.
Tacos de preservativos.
What?
Tacos de preservativos.
Yeah, I had nopal tacos with some salsa negra, of course.
Shout out to Lola's Cocina.
And a Diet Coke, you know, very sensible.
Mm.
I wasn't going to eat because I've been feeling really weird today.
Why?
I feel hungover, but I'm not. You know what? It's like a...
We had a crazy week weekend.
You know what? It's like a hungover from the whole fucking week.
Yeah.
And I feel like I ate so much that I'm like, today I'm like, I don't even want to.
I feel tired from the weekend. We went to Red Rock.
Yeah.
We went to the Grand Canyon.
Man.
It was insane. And then I went to the dam yesterday.
Holy shit.
And it was Easter.
Oh, damn.
And it was Easter. So it's
my God.
It was nonstop. Yeah, I feel
hungover. What did you do? Too. Did you do anything with your family for Easter?
We had family from León, Guanajuato and from Juárez. And because you don't supposed to eat meat for like a week or some shit like that. I don't know the rules. On Sunday, you eat meat. So they threw down. It was carne asada, pollo asado, guacamole, queso, papas asadas, cebollita asada.
Damn.
And you know, like, my family doesn't... I mean, they cook. But when they do carne asada, they just lay everything on the table. And you just make, like, burritos and tacos. And you can just stay there for hours. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
It was amazing, amazing.
Well, none of my family called me to do anything. So I was just here at the house.
I texted you.
You texted? Okay. We need to talk, okay?
No.
Let me speak, okay, Miss Vanji? Okay. Because look, I know you're hella Mexa and like there's all these unspoken rules. But guess what, Mimi? Can you look at me when I'm speaking to you?
I know what you're going to say, so I don't have to look at you.
You know that our lives are very scheduled, and we live in a modern time. So you can't text me. Literally, you texted me, hey, you want to come eat? I'm like, oh, sure, when? Right now. You can't just do that.
Girl, you know my family. By right now, I mean, like, we're probably going to eat in 2 hours, and we're going to be eating here till, like, 9 p.m., and that's exactly what happened.
Well.
You know this? Like, you know this?
No. And also... Don't just be like, hey, there's food at my house. Like, you knew Easter was coming. We hung out all fucking week and you couldn't tell me?
Dude, I was in un abismo de pasión todo el pinche fin de semana. I wasn't thinking about Sunday.
You never are thinking about anything, bitch. Get your life together, for real.
No, but...
Because it's starting to piss me off. What are you laughing about?
Because you know my uncle from Mexico City was here and I had no idea because my family doesn't tell me shit either because we don't plan.
Break the cycle, bitch. No. Break the cycle.
It's a beauty. I'm not going to schedule my friendship. Like, it's no big deal.
Oh, see?
Either if you're available, you're great. If not, then we'll try next time. Like, I'm not going to make a schedule weeks ahead then, just so you can have dinner with
me. Well, then don't give me shit when I can't come over because I do the same thing with my family. My tia's like, ay, mira, you... Aaliyah's having her recital today, and it's so important that everybody's there. I'm like, okay, great. Let me get my calendar. What day is it? She's like, in 2 hours. Like, come on.
I mean, that happens to me with my family, and I just don't show up either because I'm also busy. But I can just be, I don't know, planning something, and then my mom is like, okay, stay here for dinner. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to text Justin. It's not like I'm thinking that's what's going to happen a week in advance. Like, I had no idea that we're going to get together and do this big Easter's thing. So I...
Okay.
But I still invited you.
Thank you for inviting me. Actually, you know what? Thank you for inviting me. Because usually you don't even say that. You're usually like, hey, my mom is going to cook something. I'm like, are you inviting me? Like, hey, I'm
okay.
Hey, I'm hungry. Oh, okay. I always have to be the one that's like, you want to go eat?
It's a given. It should be a given.
No, bitch. That's just how you are.
No, that's just how you are.
You never ask me.
It's like, it's a given that I show up and people are like, oh, where's Justin? Like, everybody in my family always asks me about you all the time.
And you're like, oh, I didn't tell him.
Porque las puertas siempre van a estar abiertas.
Okay, girl. Anyway, it's okay to invite people directly, asking them like, hey, do you want to come at this
You're
time?
You're my fucking brother, man. Like, I don't feel like I need to do that. Like, it's a given that you're invited.
Okay. I'm just telling you, it's okay to plan ahead sometimes.
Okay.
I like that, and you know that. I'm communicating that to you.
Okay.
So, like, if you know ahead of time, the more ahead of time, the better, so that I don't miss everything.
I promise.
I told your sister to stop having kids. When I'm on trips, okay?
That's what I told my sister.
I told her, why did you have your baby in September? You know I'm going to be in New York. I can't make it to his birthday. Next time you have a baby, check with me and make sure I'm going to be available for that kid's birthday.
My sister's good about that. When she got married, she's like, when is Coachella? I'm like, why? She goes, because I'm getting married.
I want to make sure to schedule it after that. Shout out to your sister. Because your sister actually did tell me about your nephew's birthday.
In Augusto.
And it's not till August.
Uh-huh.
See? That's a down ass bitch right there.
Estúpida, ya me hiciste sudar y acabamos de empezar. Anyway, so I'm having my cerveza now. Es que me arrastraste por la calle de la amargura. But anyway,
I think we're having fun.
No, this is
okay. Good.
Ay, no.
Oh man, the levels are gonna be crazy on this one.
We watched Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
¿Cómo dice Luis?
Oaxaca forever. Oh my God.
Shout out, Luis.
Okay, we did a lot. We watched Black Panther, or you finally watched Black Panther because you never listened to me, and I told you to watch it weeks ago, and you didn't. Okay, what did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, punto. Like, I'm not going to say anything else.
Great. This is great podcasting. And also our friend Richard Tina from Songmas, Richard Villegas, was here in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. So we have an episode with Richard coming up in the future. We also had our friend Irene Mata, Dr. Irene Mata, visit from Wellesley College.
In our conversation with Irene Bish.
Oh my gosh. Irene, I love you. We had so much fun. She was here for a whole week. And me and her just kicked it. And I get really nervous taking, because my family is like hot and cold, especially my Guatemalan side.
Yeah.
Because they're like ultra religious, some of them, and this and that. Anyway, I had a family get together already scheduled ahead of time. Shout out to my cousin Gabby, who schedules things weeks ahead of time for me and puts it on a Google alert. Okay. So, Google Calendar, sorry. So we went to my cousin's house, Celeste, who's been on the podcast before, and we all had like a girls' night or whatever, and my tías were there and my cousins were there. We played games. It was so fun. And then all of a sudden, Irene busts out face masks, like moisturizing Korean masks.
She had them with her?
Yes, bitch.
Yes, queen.
And everybody put them on, including Celeste's husband, which was the best part.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was such a fun weekend, and I'm sure Irene will be on the podcast.
Irene, my parents.
Several times.
Irene, my family loved you. My mom cannot stop talking about how much she loved you. And, you know, Es El Paso, right? So I was like, she is down for a fucking discada. So we invited her to a discada, and she said it was the best discada she's ever had. She felt like she was home. She felt like she was in El Paso, in Juarez. And I knew it. I knew it. So that's why I planned.
Shout out to you. That was so awesome. On Thursday, we had a whole party at your house for Irene.
And then my...
Can you explain what a discada is for people that don't
know? So we talked about this in the podcast way early, but a discada, because it's the North, I am guessing that it comes from the wok, especially with a lot of Asian presence in Northern Mexico.
So it's like a big
So it's like
dish,
a version of a wok. Yes.
Bowl.
Think about a dish, a bowl in between what a paella bowl is and a wok is.
See, I always thought it was like rines de un carro.
And no, because like, you can, there's versions of that,
right?
Like, yeah,
I'm like, am I being racist? Or?
No. Okay. I've seen that. Sold. And you basically put all of the different meats possible. So we put chorizo, tocino, carne normal, lo bistec, and then you cook it with chile, tomate, y cebolla, and then my dad puts beer and then a couple shots of tequila and simmers it for, I don't know, an hour and a half, sometimes longer, depending on how tough the meat is. And then you eat it, wey. Es otro pinche pedo, wey.
Your mom has some explaining to do.
A lot.
She told me that shit was vegan.
But see, it's vegan compared to other ones. Because, wey, gente le pone weenie, jamón. It's crazy.
Not the weenie.
Like, Google discada, and there's some whack ass shit. My mom is like,
my God.
Ay, un día fuimos a una discada, y le pusieron papa.
Like, she was, estaba super indignada, because they put potatoes in the fucking discada.
Because it's supposed to be meat on meat on meat on meat on meat on meat.
Damn.
I sound like a joke brewing in your eyes, and you just didn't come out when I said meat on meat on
I
meat.
Think I would be I've attacked you
ya
enough.
Te conozco tanto, wey, that I'm like, she's I've attacked, coming with a
I've
joke.
Attacked you enough. No, because I don't like to undercut your statements with jokes, because that's what I do.
My serious statements about fucking meat. But that's what we do in the North. So it's this woke, and you just like cook it for hours, and it's delicious. And everybody loved it. So yeah. It was amazing.
Awesome. Stay woke. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited. And also, you know, we lied. I mean, we were liars. What can we say? Because we said on the last We All Grow episode that my cousin's episode was going to come out today. So I just want to give a shout out to Joely.
Joely, we love you, but we needed to catch up.
So she was here with her podcast partner, George, and they started a new podcast called La Llave. And I think their first episode is live already. I can't wait to listen to it.
Damn.
But they came here to the studio, aka my house.
Tu cuarto.
It's in my room, yeah. And we recorded an episode kind of like podcast 101. So they asked us everything they wanted to ask. Really, we were just cracking up and cracking jokes. So it was fun. So that episode is going to come out next week. So like we said in the beginning of the year, we're going to try to do one guara guara la cuchara like today where we're just bullshitting.
Yeah.
Catching up, drinking beer. And then we'll do like an interview or a very specific topic. And you know, it always ends up, these Guadaguada episodes have ended up being serious and on a topic anyway.
But not today.
Well, girl, I want to talk about somebody.
But wait, before what? We go. I forgot to tell you that yesterday, my whole family attacked me for not liking Coco. And I'm not talking one or two people. Like six people were all talking at the same time and yelling at me. And I'm talking about my family from Juarez and my family from León. I'm not going to get into details because we're going to get into it with Irene. But it was intense. Like they could not accept the fact that I study Mexican art and I don't like that fucking movie. It was crazy. I wish you would have been there to defend me. No, conociéndote,
girl,
cabrón.
You're right. I would have picked up.
Conociéndote.
As soon as you said it, you're like, skirt. Rewind.
No.
Bitch, I would have grabbed the first stone. Okay.
No.
It's because you're a hater, dude.
I am. That's my job.
No, it's not.
I get paid to hate.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Come on. Break the cycle.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's so funny. I would have paid to actually see that. I should have came over.
Espérate, hablando de enchiladas francesas. What do you want to talk about?
Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
That's who I want to talk
epic,
about.
Epic, epic, epic.
See,
explain everybody.
Okay.
Contextualize.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, it's A, because you're probably straight.
Or you live under a rock.
Or you don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race because it's a very problematic, transphobic show. But if you still watch RuPaul's Drag Race, like we do, it's a reality competition show where 12 to 14 drag queens each season compete to become America's next drag superstar. They get a cash prize of $100,000 and a bunch of other little things along the way. So it's season 10. And spoiler alert, if you guys haven't watched it yet, well...
Fast forward.
Yeah. Yeah, or just stop listening now. Just go away. No, fast forward. So the first episode happened a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite queens is Vanessa Vanjie Mateo from the legendary house of Mateo.
Alexis Mateo.
Alexis Mateo is her mother. Alexis from season... Three. Mm-hmm. of RuPaul's Drag Race, mm-hmm. and she was on All Stars 1 of Drag Race.
Which I still haven't seen.
Which, girl...
You told me so bad, I don't want to watch it.
It is kind of bad, but you have to watch it because Jujubee is on it, and Jujubee is my ultimate favorite queen.
Okay. Not Alaska no more?
Jujubee is always going to be my fave.
Okay.
Always. Always and forever.
Like me with Alisa.
Jujubee. Yes. Yes. Anyway, okay, so she left. She unfortunately...
bad outfit.
She did a her outfit wasn't the best, and she had to lip sync against the other Latina on the show. She's from Puerto Rico, we should mention. Mm-hmm. So I was on her team so bad because I just love it when the Latinas make it far in that show, and she was so funny.
And fierce. But I can tell that she was nervous during that lip sync because no estaba sonriendo. Like, there was no emotion in her face. What song was it? I forgot already.
Girl, who cares? But what matters is on her exit, she did this already classic line that's only a week old.
Yeah.
A ver, dale, va
a ver si me sale.
Sí.
Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
Yes.
It's so good.
Okay.
I've been saying that all weekend.
So what you need to do now is push pause and Google it, locas. Because if you hashtag look for Miss Vanjie, oh my gosh. There's memes so many. Are hilarious.
Out of control.
And I think that this is... You know, I really thought RuPaul's Drag Race was going to jump the shark.
I told you, but you gotta watch.
But after this season, it is just so... I don't think of a queen that has been gone home the first challenge has ever been so celebrated.
Have you checked how many followers she has on Instagram?
No, not yet.
Because you can tell prior to the episodes, and then right after the first episode, they gain like a fucking 100,000 followers right away. I bet she fucking has like over a million now. I bet that.
She's amazing.
She has this voice and she talks like this.
Come get these cookies. So she sounds like the Cookie Monster. Oh my gosh.
The quote, please.
Okay.
The quote.
All right. One of my favorite. Oh my God. And she's so cute as a boy. Yeah. Like, unbelievable. Yeah. So, they do this after show called Whatcha Packin' with Michelle Visage, who's one of the judges. And the queens bring outfits that they would have worn for the show. And Miss Vanjie, her commentary on that, she was cracking. Michelle Visage was trying to be professional.
Yeah.
But she was cracking Michelle Visage up with her little side comments. Mm-hmm. And so
it was so good.
So my favorite line was she was like, I know why you guys voted me off. I was bringing you flowers. I was bringing you spring collection. And these hoes over there bringing the same hocus pocus. Dead. I was dead. Oh my gosh.
She needs her own show.
So good. At least her own YouTube show.
She will get it.
She is so good.
Because there's already a campaign of bringing her back.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
I thought they were going to bring her back on the third episode, but I already watched it. I mean, I already watched there's like a sneak peek, like the first 15 minutes.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And they didn't bring her back.
That's all right. She doesn't need RuPaul. She's already a superstar.
She really is. But I also want to take this chance, though, because if you are a longtime Latinos Who Lunch listener, you might have listened to our second episode, I think.
It was the second.
Called RuPaul Realness, mm-hmm. and where we went through all of the seasons and actually shouted out all of the Latina drag queens. And now that we're a little bit more seasoned, you know, shake and bake, I feel like we should go through it just one more time and just say a few words about each of these drag queens, because some of them I didn't even know had Latinx, Latino, Latino, Latin American connections.
Yeah.
Which I think is super cool because, as we always say here, representation matters. So we never say that. We're just going to start saying that, though. So season one, did you watch season one?
Yes.
Okay. Season one, we had Jade. Do you remember Jade Sotomayor?
Yes.
Jade Sotomayor, Rebecca Glasscock.
What happened to her? She disappeared.
She kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen her. I saw her maybe like 3 years ago. And then Nina Flowers.
But she's like a big DJ now in Puerto Rico.
She's in Denver. She lives in Denver,
shit.
Bitch.
That's right. Yes.
Nina Flowers was that fierce, like, bald queen.
She should have won that season.
She was amazing. Yeah. Like, and really, at the time, like, out of the box for what RuPaul's Drag Race was in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And Jade Sotomayor is also amazing. Beautiful queen. And she's, I think she's in Florida. Okay, season two. I can't believe there's only one Latina in season two. We had Jessica Wilde.
Pero she's a legendary Latina, man.
Oh my God. When we interviewed Jessica Wilde at DragCon, remember what she said?
She's like,
Latinos who lunch, porque todos comemos.
I was like, yes, queen! She is so good.
So good.
And you know, I thought Tatiana was Latina. Tatiana's on season two. She looks like Mexican-American.
I mean, she has Mexican name. My mom didn't know how to pronounce that name for years.
What, Tatiana?
She would go Tatania. Tatania.
No.
She knows how to do it now. I think she practiced in the mirror.
Who do you have a cousin named Tatiana?
No, she said Tatiana la cantante.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Damn, calling your mom out. Season three of RuPaul's Drag Race, we had Alexis Mateo.
Yes.
Yara Sofia.
Yeah, who's in town?
Alexis Mateo. Mother of
the Mateo house.
Vanessa,
yes.
Vanjie Mateo. Bam! That was her famous line. And then Yara Sofia, they're both Puerto Rican, actually.
Esha Palante.
Esha Palante. She lives here in Las Vegas. We saw her recently doing her thing.
Keep going.
No comment. Carmen Carrera, Puerto Rican. She's Puerto Rican and Peruvian.
Carmen Carrera.
Remember,
Carmen
she Carrera. Was. She's one of the first.
Yes. She's trans.
Yeah. She wasn't on the show, but then she transitioned after she got off the show.
She did that lip sync with Raja, and then it was like fucking porn.
But remember, she was a boy, she was giving me like BuyLatinMen.com, like, you know what I mean? Like, she was giving me that soft cholo tease.
Tu eres mi mamita recaída apretadita, mamita recaída apretadita.
She was really cute as a boy, too. But she transitioned now, Carmen Carrera. She's an actor.
Wasn't she in Jane the Virgin?
She was on Jane the Virgin for a little bit, yeah. Delta Work. She's actually Mexican.
I had no idea.
And Delta Work is...
Delta's amazing.
Yes, she is amazing. She is now doing RuPaul's wigs. So after Matthew Anderson quit the show last season, Delta Work and Raven are now the team that does RuPaul's makeup. So that's why RuPaul looks so different now. So...
I didn't see the El Cambio.
You're not very observant.
I'm not.
But... You didn't see the eyebrows in episode 2 of season 10? They were like fucking eagles. Like, they're flying away into the distance. She looks good. It's just different.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so now we're on season 4 of Drag Race. We had Alyssa Summers. Remember her?
No.
She went home first. That's why.
That's why.
And then we had Madame Laqueer. Remember her? She was a big girl. Remember? Yes, she tried to do a Harry Potter accent. And then she was trying to do a British accent, but she had a Puerto Rican accent.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm Harry Potter.
Yes.
And then remember Kenya Michaels?
Yes, Kenya, I remember. Very
Kenya Michaels also transitioned. She's a
Kenya,
woman. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's the interesting thing about RuPaul's Drag Race is like, a lot of these women, a lot of these trans women on the show have to hide their identity as trans.
So they can be in the show and then they transition.
And then
afterwards,
after, you know.
Because then they get the moolah too.
Yeah, because it's so stupid because even I know, and I have a very limited knowledge of like my local drag scene here and just like drag in general. I'm one of those annoying RuPaul's Drag Race fans that thinks they know everything about drag, but I really don't, you know?
Yeah.
So even me, though, like being here in Las Vegas, I remember going to, there used to be a bar here called Drink and Drag, mm-hmm. and quickly learning that trans girls
were not welcome.
No, they are welcome in the clubs and they're just part of the community. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when I went to Drink and Drag, there was a trans woman that was the bartender. Her name was Chi Chi, mm-hmm. who started as a drag queen and eventually she's a woman, you know? And mm-hmm. and then a lot of the queens here in Las Vegas are Hawaiian or Filipino.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were taking hormones and had like real breasts, you know, and or had augmented breasts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were just like part of
the community,
the cast and the community at...
Like before and after transition didn't make a difference.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, because it wasn't supposed to.
They're still drag queens.
Yeah.
And even if you're a biological woman doing drag, gender is a performance no matter what.
And it's supposed to be a hyper-feminine performance anyway.
Yeah. So I just think it's weird because I can tell. I'm not going to say anybody's names, but I can tell some of the girls on season 10 may or may not be trans or non... gender binary, you
see,
know what I mean?
That shit is hard to gauge. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's not our place to say anything, but I just wish the show would get over that because there's so many...
They can just do it.
So many trans people that love that show.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a slap in the face. You can just tell, like, RuPaul's getting old now. Like, he's not keeping up
with
the community now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like in his, you know, L.A. mansion or wherever he lives and like...
En un rancho con su esposo.
Oh. Okay, well, he can get it. All right. But I love Kenya Michaels. Remember Kenya Michaels? And
yes.
She's like, I like to move my body. And then she started moving. Okay. Roxy Andrews from season 5.
How can we forget her rap song?
Oh, my God. Give me a sewing challenge and I'll give you what you like. So she's Cuban and Puerto Rican.
Nice.
And then Monica Beverly Hills and Lanesha Sparks. They're also Puerto Rican. And
forgettable, no?
Monica Beverly Hills, I'll never forget her. She actually was the first person on RuPaul's Drag Race to come out as transgender.
Oh, sí, no, ni cuenta. Mm-hmm.
Lanesha Sparks, beautiful.
Yeah.
And then Serena Chacha, remember her? I think she went home first.
Isn't she
second.
The academic or whatever? She's so annoying.
Well, I'm done with her. Season 6, Bianca del Rio, she won.
Of course.
She's the comedy queen.
Adore.
I'm comedy queen. Cuban and Honduran. Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Adore Delano, Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did not realize that her name was a pun in Spanish.
Yes. You said it in the podcast. You're like, oh,
wow. Adored. I adore the butthole.
Uh-huh.
Get it? The anus?
Okay. Yes, Delano.
Okay. April Carrion.
Your favorite?
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Es que la ves este güey
y caigo en un abismo de pasión. In and out of drag.
Yeah, that boy is beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And April was kind of quiet for a little while, but I just saw that she posted today
on
Instagram.
Good. And wasn't she also in a documentary about trans women and drag queens in Puerto Rico?
I love that documentary.
That was so good.
What is it? What is it called?
No me acuerdo,
oh my gosh. Oh, it's going to come to me.
Déjamelo
Google it. Okay, we'll get back to it. Okay, so now we're at season 7. We're almost done, everyone. Candy Ho.
No me acuerdo, güey.
You don't remember Candy Ho? Mm-mm. Oh, hold on. Do I remember her? I think I'm mixing her up with Nayshia Lopez. Hold on.
Mala Mala. That's the name of the documentary.
Mala Mala. Yes.
Good documentary.
I think it's on Netflix still.
It's still on Netflix, and I think you can find clips on YouTube.
Yes, Mala Mala. Oh, it's such a great documentary.
It is good.
Okay, so season 7, Candy Ho. And then we also had Ginger Minj. Did you know Ginger Minj was part Puerto Rican?
I had no clue.
Isn't that crazy?
¿Por qué solo esconden? Or like... No, man, I guess they don't.
I don't know if they're hiding it. They see, just
that,
don't.
Those are that's the precarious thing about performing identity, right? Because yeah. If you don't out loud are like Conchas, Frida, Caribe, or whatever, then you're not Caribbean, but then you are or like okay. Latin. I mean, or you are
pero
like.
Mira.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a precarious thing to talk about performing identity because everybody can do it in their own fucking terms. So this idea of me, for example, me saying, oh, why do, ¿por qué lo esconden? That's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I just realized how wrong I am.
Wow, look at you.
No, because I shouldn't expect people to perform Latina all the time. Like, fuck. Like, I should know better.
It's everybody's own. I mean, Ginger Minj is what, from New York or something? So she's probably raised around Broadway. She's like one of those singing queens. She's funny.
But I just think redhead, I don't know. It's because of the name. I don't know.
Ginger Minj. It's a really good name.
Yeah.
Good. Remember when that little girl was at
yes, every time I think of Ginger Minj, I think of that
there
video.
There was a little girl at a Bianca Del Rio comedy show.
In London.
Yeah, and first of all, why is there a little girl at a, or a little boy, I don't know what it was, at a Bianca Del Rio show? She's fucking filthy. Anyway, and Bianca Del Rio calls the kid on stage and is like, who's your favorite drag queen? Because she's expecting the kid to say.
Bianca del Rio.
And she goes,
Ginger Minj.
It's so good. It's so good. That was so good. What I was going to say is, you know, like Adore, for example, she never says like, I'm Mexican-American. But she just says like, oh, I'm a Chiona. Oh, I like hot Cheetos. You mm-hmm. know, like, so they don't necessarily make it their identity, but they're not hiding where they came from. You
but
know?
To me, the reason I like Adore is because she's the first Latina to explore Latinidad without the stereotype.
Without exploiting
the stereotype. Yeah, Frida, she's not like Chichona. Hey, arriba, arriba. She's just like this fucking Chola. Which is part of who we are, you yeah. know what I mean? Like, it's not just about...
And it's, like, who she grew up with.
Exactly.
Because I used to follow Adore Dani Noriega, ¿cómo se llama, güey?
Daniel Noriega, yeah.
Yeah, on her YouTube channel. And her videos are just, like, her and her chola friends hanging out, like, by the train tracks.
¿Cómo va la canción que canta?
I don't know.
A cup of noodles with a tapatío, bitch. Algo así, ¿no?
Okay, season 7. Candy Ho, Ginger Minj. Did you know that Miss Fame mm-hmm. is Mexican and Colombian?
Miss Fame?
Violet Chachki, the winner of season 7.
La que le hace como gallo, como gallina.
Yes, the oh chicken collar. Violet Chachki is Ecuadorian. Never,
what the fuck?
It was never mentioned. Isn't
wow.
that crazy?
I mean, but South American Latinidad is like its own world. Like, ni me voy a meter.
I mean, yeah, I guess Christina Aguilera is Ecuadorian too, right?
Mi cuerpo dice, ¿cómo dice? Mi cuerpo tiene miedo. No, no, mi alma tiene miedo. Pero mi cuerpo dice, quiero.
Oh, shit.
Si tú quieres, pipi, boo, sana, sana. Anyway.
Okay. Cynthia, okay, so now we're season 8. Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Do you remember her?
Yes, yes. ¿Cómo olvidarla? She was back in All Stars, ¿no?
She came back again on season 9, I believe.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes.
I brought her back.
Cuckoo is in the house.
Yes.
And then Nayshia Lopez.
Yes.
She was also on season 8. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Lee Fontaine is from Austin, Texas.
She's awesome.
And when I was there for that month in Austin last year, I actually got to meet her.
Nice.
And in boy drag. She was dressed yeah. She was dressed as a boy. But that booty was still Cynthia Lee Fontaine's booty. No padding, bitch.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of something in there. So it was so weird because shout out to Eric. It was the night that I met Eric from Stir Online, mm-hmm. from the rundown of RuPaul's Drag Race yeah. podcast. And we were at this place. I don't remember what it's called, but we were at this place at this bar and it was like the gay night there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, holy fuck, that's Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Uh-huh. And she was like hanging out with like two or three hot guys. Uh-huh. And Eric's like, yeah, she's really nice. You want to meet her? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to her. I was just like, I can't believe that she's in the same room. Yeah. Like, you know, I get starstruck like that with like D-list people. So that's so fucked up. No, I love her. And so Eric just like grabbed my hand and he like dragged me over to her. And he was like, Cynthia, this is my friend Fabi, la 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 la. And then she's like, oh, hi, ¿cómo estás, mi amor? La 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 la. Yeah. She started talking. And I swear we talked for like 30 minutes. And then finally, she's like, do you want to touch my cuckoo? And I said, sure.
But what is the cuckoo?
Her butt.
Like el... La nalgas.
I didn't know what to do, and she saw my shock, you know, like, because, you know, in these days, you can't just be grabbing people's whatever you think their cuckoo is.
No.
So she grabbed my hand, and uh-huh. she, like, put it on one of her nalgas.
And it was real.
And then she's like, come on, do something. So I was like, okay. So I, like, squeezed it, and it was real.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, it was a real butt. I don't know what was in it.
La Fabi was blessed.
Damn. Yeah, it was really funny and weird. Okay, season 9, we had Valentina.
We're talking, enough about her.
She's Mexican.
Enough.
And then again, Cynthia Lee Fontaine. And then season 10, which is the current season, Vanessa Vangie Mateo.
Miss Vangie.
Miss Vangie.
Miss Vangie.
And of course, Calorie Kardashian Williams, New Mexico queen.
Represent, not so well.
Yeah.
She's all right.
She had a beautiful smile.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah. I think she's beautiful. She was represented for the big girls.
Yeah, but not too well.
Yeah.
She's all right. She's all right.
I mean, I don't want to talk. I don't know what the.
Like, it makes me happy to see a New Mexico girl and she was excited, but I don't know. She was missing that charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Like, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I feel like in two more seasons, she will be, like, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But she wasn't
ready. Her makeup
ready.
Is on point, but just not her.
Good makeup.
Her clothes wasn't ready.
But this is the YouTube generation, man, where you can learn those skills just by, like, yeah. practicing at home. So like, we need to see more than just like good makeup, even though yeah. you still have people who have whack makeup on those shows. But I wouldn't even know where to start, so I'm not gonna throw shade to anybody.
Yeah. Babelito. Yes. Babelita, season 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Catalina Queer.
Yes. Oh, man. But anyway, we love you, Vanessa Vangie Mateo.
Please come to our show when you're in Vegas.
Yes, if you're ever
in
Vegas.
Don't be like Sasha Velour, who's like, of course, I'm going to be there. I'll send you an email. And then only one email, and then she disappeared.
Girl, she won. She's
I don't give
busy.
A fuck. She promised to be in our show, and she promised to contact us when she was in town. She sent us an email saying that she was going to do it, and then she was in town, and she didn't fucking contact us.
Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Estúpida mi pelo.
Yeah, did you know we're going to make a discada for you?
Yes, estúpida. Nos dejaste con el weenie en la mano. Nos dejaste con el chorizo en la mano.
Oh, my God. On so many levels. Oh, that's hilarious. You know she's vegetarian, too, though. So that would have been tough for her.
Mira, le hubiera hecho a mi mamá que se indignara, and she will make a discada with, like, fucking...
Tofu
and potatoes. And
that's not a bad idea.
But that would not be a discada. That would be its own thing. We should start now.
A discada, it means the disc, the thing that it's in. It could be anything, girl.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's not. There's no meat mentioned in that.
But it was... Anyway, you're right. You're
if you got, like...
Yes.
If you got, like, the right... vegetables. You know what I'm talking?
¿Y cómo se llama lo que usan los vegetarianos to replace meat?
There's a lot. There's a lot of things.
But there's one thing that sounds weird.
Seitan?
Yes.
Or jackfruit? No. Or soy?
People that do jackfruit can do a really good job or like not good
at all. There's that
impossible
meat too that they're making now that actually tastes like meat. And then there's like chorizo.
So it is like, pretty good.
You could make a discada with like that impossible meat, soy rizo, and soy rizo.
Soy rizo. Nah, it's not gonna happen.
No.
Mm-mm. Somebody out there is probably.
I'm just throwing ideas.
Somebody
out there,
probably out there already is working on it anyway, because everybody's becoming fucking vegan now, which is great because we like meat is unsustainable. So you all become vegan, so like the industry can sustain meat just for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Really?
Really.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a fun Guara Guara La Cuchara episode. What? What else do you want to talk about?
Pero aquí son, o sea, ya nos pasamos.
We have like 5 more minutes if you want to talk about something
That's
else.
That's it?
Yeah.
That was fast.
I know.
What do I want to talk about?
I don't know.
We should go on a commercial.
This is your show too. Go for it.
I don't know, man. I just, it feels like it's been only 10 minutes.
Oh. My God.
Oh, qué triste.
You know what?
Let's talk about how the Grand Canyon exploits people.
Girl.
It's true.
I don't want to talk to you about that.
Why?
Because I'm going to yell at you again.
Why?
Because I should have known better, because it's you and you don't Google anything before you do it. If we would have done a quick Google.
Everybody had a great time.
Everybody except people that don't have money, and $50 is a lot to see the Grand Canyon,
dog. It is a lot. But why do they do that, man? I understand it's in a reservation, so I'm happy the money went.
Okay, can you explain, though? Because I don't
know. So we went to, is it the South Rim?
The West Rim, bitch.
Anyway.
You don't even know that.
I get my rims confused.
No, you don't. That's a lie, if I ever heard it.
Anyway, so we went to the West Rim because it's only 2 hours away. And I know there's a skywalk. And we've been to the East Rim?
Who knows? I don't know. We went to another rim. You've seen one hole, you've seen them all.
We went to another rim before, and it was free. You just walk up to the canyon, and you're like, holy shit, nature is incredible. And then you go back to your car into civilization, and that's the end of it. So I thought it was going to be like that. But because why the fuck would they charge you for nature?
Rim.
Yes.
Well, a long time ago, this nation was colonized.
No, I understand. Oh, okay. I understand. But I mean, come on. $50?
Yes.
$50?
So what you're talking about, because the Hualapai tribe actually lives, that land on the South Rim, or sorry, on the West Rim is on a reservation. So they decided to make some money off of tourists. And that's why, so you get there, you can't quite, you can kind of see the Grand Canyon.
But you cannot
really
see it, yeah.
You have to park, you have to go into a gift shop, buy a $50 pass, and all that pass does is get you onto a shuttle so you can walk to the edge of the Grand Canyon and
die.
And end your life if you want.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That fucking guy with his baby strapped onto him. Literally on the edge of the Grand Canyon, taking a photo of his wife on a fucking rock about to fall. I was like, once I saw that, I said, no. I literally pointed like Michelle Visage and was like, no. And then, oh my God. And then I'm like, if that motherfucker falls, and as I'm thinking that, the guy steps back to get a better view of his wife. And he trips and falls with the baby on him. Thankfully,
no! Thankfully
not off the edge, but the
I'm
other way.
I'm glad I was fucking peeing. No, the other way.
And that's when I looked at Irene and I was like, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not about to see somebody die with a baby strapped onto them. These fucking European tourists are whack. They always make fun of Americans over there.
That's true.
They might as well have been like fucking, I don't know, lunging.
European tourists in Vegas are fucking ridiculous. You're absolutely right. Oh. Yes.
Anyway.
You, Irene, and Emmanuel were fucking shook. I was coming from the bathroom. You're like, let's get out of here.
I'm done. I was like, that baby almost died in front of my fucking eyes. A newborn. You know when a baby still has like...
La mollera.
Yeah, their head is still in the shape of the fucking womb. You know, like...
Parecen olmecas. Las esculturas, güey.
I got it.
Estúpida.
Don't get mad at me.
Pues claro, me ves así como si fuera racista, güey.
You
no
are. Soy. That's why.
Shut the fuck up. Get out of here. But it was fun. It was beautiful. I did get a moment of the sublime. I remember one second, like, Like, I remember feeling completely overwhelmed. And that rarely, rarely happens to me. It's happened with art maybe twice, three times in my life. And I've never seen something in nature where I just feel like, como que caigo en un abismo de pasión, literal. Like, it was crazy. So before we left, I got to the edge and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm fucking nothing. Like, that's the sublime. It was beautiful. I want to go back, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to pay that much money. I'm glad they're exploiting people. I'm glad they're getting their money back. It's their ride, right on. But there's got to be another fucking entrance where they don't charge you to fucking see
there
nature.
There is. It was just another 2 hours away.
No. There's got to be one like 30 minutes away. I'm convinced. I have to Google it. I got to find it.
Yeah.
I got to find it.
Yeah. You should have done that before we went to the first one.
Anyway, shout out to Danny, to Grecia, to Gina, to Nessa, to Emmanuel, to Irene, to my cousin Raul, everybody that went with us. We had a great time. It was beautiful.
Shout out to Gloria, the lady at the gift shop, who was so nice to me because I bought everybody chips because I'm like, if we're going to suffer and sit through this fucking line, we might as well have Funyuns.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. That was actually the best part of the Grand Canyon for me, was sharing Funyuns with everybody. So
it was a good
thank
week.
Thank you, Gloria.
It was a good weekend. I came back from the vacation. I was ready to do my lecture on the Virgen de Guadalupe, which we should revisit here in an episode. And nobody showed up to class.
Damn.
Nobody showed up to class.
That's so disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful, but at the same time, there's nothing I can do, man. Like, if they're not kids, and I'm not gonna. Anyway, I don't want to get into it.
But you call them kids, so they're just acting like kids.
Fine. And then on the second class, I train my students to look at your art, so they're ready. They know the history of sculpture up to minimalism, all in an hour and 15 minutes.
I'm gonna do a lecture in your class.
Yes, you are.
Oh God, here we go.
It's good. They love you. Every time you do a lecture in my classes, they fucking love
you.
Well,
yeah, I'm phenomenal, but
and
like
as soon as you start performing, like, you go on. Like, it's, you like it, porque te haces güey.
No comment. Okay. Let's take a little break, and we're going to have some messages from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with a listener letter and recommendations.
Yes. Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie, Miss Vanjie.
Today's episode is brought to you by Museo de las Americas. Hey, are you in Denver?
No, but I should go. Why?
If you're in Denver, go check out Pachucos y Sirenas at Museo de las Americas. It's a really, really awesome show. This exhibition features old school and new school artists that share an affinity with the Pachuco legacy. Artists such as Justin Favela, Antonia Fernandez, Carlos Fresquez, Josiah Lopez, Jerry Vigil, and Daniel Salazar highlight the impact that the 1940s Pachuco legacy had on the American experience. So check it out. And a little bird told me that my piece in the show, the La Sirena Lowrider, is going on auction.
Damn.
So if you want your very own Piñata Lowrider, this is your chance to buy it and support a really amazing organization. Museo de las Americas is doing work.
One of the seven museums dedicated to Latino art in the country.
One of the seven, which is, oh my gosh, they were so kind to me when I was there. I really enjoyed my time in Denver. So if you are in the Denver area and need a lowrider piñata to hang in your house, your garage, your business, your restaurant, keep your eyes peeled. It could be yours.
Oof.
Okay. On to the next art shows. I'm just going to pimp all my art shows out
go
right
for
now.
It,
is that
go
okay?
For it. I'm drinking my beer.
Okay, dale. If you are in Alaska at the Anchorage Museum, the group exhibition curated by Joanne Northrup and, ¿cómo se llama el güey? Ed Ruscha.
Yes.
Unsettled opens April 20th and is up through September 9th. So go check out Unsettled. Unsettled amasses 200 artworks by 80 artists living and working in the super region we call the Greater West, a geographic area that stretches from Alaska to Patagonia and from Australia to the American West. Though ranging across thousands of miles, this region shares many similarities, vast expanses of open land, rich natural resources, diverse indigenous peoples, colonialism, and the ongoing conflicts that inevitably arise within these factors coexist. So check it out. Babelito saw it in Reno. What do you think of the exhibition in
Reno?
One
of the best show I saw this year.
Oh my gosh. If you're in LA, go check out Lowrider Piñata at the Lowrider show. If you haven't been to the Peterson, I recommend that museum. It's such a cool museum, car museum. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not really a car guy, but there's a Porsche show right now and I had no idea how much I love Porsches. They're fucking sick, dude. Calma, they have old ones from like the 40s. They're awesome. Anyway.
Pinches tradey.
Yeah, you know, cars. You know, they got wheels, put gas in them. This is the last week to check out the Piñata exhibit at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Go check it out. It closes on April 8th. I have a mural in there. And for our two listeners that live in Scotland, Shanky.
Hi, guys.
Top of the morning girls to ya. You like my accent? I'm like Madame Lequeer.
That came from Friends.
Top of the morning to... What's Scottish? Scottish! Like that.
That's bad. You sound like Borat, dude. Just fucking cut it out.
Shanky, the aesthetics of awkwardness, curated by Dr. John Walter, is now open at Dundee Contemporary Arts in Scotland, so go check it out. Okay, I think we've had enough commercials. What do you think, Babelito?
You can keep going. How many more shows you have?
That's it. Dale. Miss Vanjie.
Oh, he's never gonna get old.
It's old. And we're back.
So we have a listener letter. It's not so much a question, but a request. But I decided to indulge our listeners because we love you all. This is from Brendis. Not Brenda, not Brendo, but Brendis.
Dale.
Girl, thank you. Mil gracias for being my friends while I sit at work in Charleston, South Carolina. It's hard to find people like me. Chicana, designer, and trying to be woke. And you guys are the best company. Love your topics, but I do wish you could talk more about the food and lunch. We don't get a lot of Latin food, and I love some good food porn. I love you guys. Remember, you're appreciated in the Southeast too. Cariñosamente, La Brendis.
Thank you, Brendis.
You're right. Like, sometimes we spend 2 seconds talking about food in the beginning of the podcast, and I feel like we could go on and on and on. Like, today I just said in salsa verde, but I could go into details about how do you make salsa verde with tomatillo sauce in North Suiza.
Listen, I purposely started cutting that segment shorter, like, in my head, you know, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You do?
I know. I was going to say something, but I didn't want to. I don't want to get too personal. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I actually stopped listening to a few of the food podcasts because I can't listen to them on an empty stomach because then I get extra hungry and super annoyed. So like podcasts like The Splendid Table, The Sporkful, sometimes Racist Sandwich, I will actually purposely listen to them after I eat. Because I can't. So I'm thinking about that when we're doing our podcast. Like, I don't want to talk too much about the food because I know some, you know, listeners have emailed us or mailed us like, I always get so hungry when I listen to your podcast.
But I find it as a compliment.
I think it's annoying, but it's, you know, we have a different relationship with food. So you have a healthy relationship. I don't.
Not necessarily, girl. Not necessarily.
I know, but, you know, healthier than I do for sure. So anyway, so I think that... That's why I think we've kind of started cutting it short.
But girl, we're all Latinos who lunch, man. Like we
and don't even start with me because I have to girl, I'm turning into Vanessa Banshee. Girl, don't even start with me because
You always forget the lunch. Remember, I always have to, I always have to remind you,
bitch. I do.
That's how much you think about
food.
But
we should, because there's a lot of listeners who listen to us because they don't have a circle.
Sorry.
They don't have a circle of Latino friends. Yeah. Or their family is far away. So they rely on us every week to talk about, no, no me sale el moco, es puro pinche. ¿Cómo se llama?
Ew.
Yeah. Gargajo, I don't know how to say it.
In the, Gargajo, paso pasito. Okay.
Well. In a fucking elegant way. So people rely on us on those types of conversations. Not that rely on us, like I'm giving myself to ourselves too much credit.
Yeah.
But they do like that. They're like listening to friends, and friends talk about food. So I feel like we should amp it up at least an extra 30 seconds in the beginning of each episode. Like today, I talk about food, and you didn't talk about your freca or whatever you ate and like at lunch at Publicus.
Yeah, because I'm talking about what we just ate. You didn't talk about what you ate at Publicus.
But you describe it in 2 seconds. So you could have gone into more detail.
Okay, girl.
All of a sudden.
Now you want to be a creative producer on the show. When before, no, no. You're just
fun. I'm just indulging our listeners.
No, I'm just playing. Yeah. That is a great suggestion. I'm going to file that, and I'm sure we'll review it and bring it up on the next episode. Thank
Gracias,
you.
Gracias, Brendis.
Do you have any recommendations, Babelito?
Well, again, because we are pre-recording, yada, yada, la cuchara, blah, 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 I'm waiting for all those summer releases to come out. In the meantime, I'm going to recommend for everybody to go to Remezcla because they do weekly playlists of the releases of every week. And every fucking week, those playlists are lit. They're so lit. So go to remezcla.com and just go to the music section. And every week, you're going to find some amazing music. One of the highlights this week is the new Cardi B song, which is more poppy, but it's, her mouth is filthy. And it just gets me more excited to see her in a couple weeks. And it gets me more excited for the actual release also in a couple of weeks. So when Cardi B comes out, we'll listen to the album and then we'll see if we like it or not.
Nice.
That's it. It took a show.
Well, I'm actually going to recommend a YouTube channel because YouTube just knows that all I like to watch is like drag queens and like lady talk shows on YouTube. So it suggests the right thing always. It's awesome. So they suggested this show yesterday. It's called Straight Men Watch Drag for the First Time. That's what it's called. It is so good. So it's this guy. His name is Chris Lam, and he's Chinese American, and he has two straight friends with him, and they're just sitting on the couch and they're watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and they dissect the show. So it's like an after show. His YouTube page is One Winged Chris. One Winged Chris. Girl, get a better fucking handle, but whatever. Google it, locas. It works. He has over like 22,000 subscribers. So they are all beautiful on that show. Talking to one of, sometimes he has a guy that's like into fashion, a straight friend that's into fashion. And then one of his like B-boy like dance friends is there. So they kind of dissect the show from their expertise. Nice. And then Chris is like just super gay and kind of just filling them in. And kind of teaching them about gay culture because I love listening to them kind of dissect the episodes. They're super smart, really funny, and their commentary is just refreshing because a lot of the times I feel like I watch a lot of these drag race recap shows and it's the same
boring,
petty, boring bullshit, kind of like our episode today. So... so it's just so cool. So again, the YouTube channel is One Winged Chris. Check it out.
And also, send us an Instagram if you're in town this weekend. We are in a Merch Music Festival this weekend. We're very excited. We are hoping to bring you some amazing interviews. So stay tuned to our Instagram. We'll post a couple of stories. We're going to be watching people like Downtown Boys, like Twin Shadow, like Cupcake, like Hooray for the Riff Raff, which we talked about in NPR today.
Yes. So if you're listening to us on Thursday, we'll put a link up on our Facebook, or if you live in Las Vegas, you can tune in to 88.9 KNPR.
Yes.
We did a whole segment on Emerge LV. So we're super excited to be part of this.
So stay tuned for our stories, and hopefully we'll bring you some amazing interviews from this weekend, my rock star dream is coming true. And I am very excited.
Man, you didn't have to learn how to sing, girl. You're there.
I sing. I sing all right.
I said learn how to sing.
Anyway, this was a great Wara Wara La Cucharations.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Thank you.
I feel... I'm ready to go exercise in my house. That's how much energy I have.
Wow. I'm ready to finish these beers and chain smoke. Okay. Wonderful.
I'm glad I didn't smoke weed, man, because I wanted to.
What? You're becoming a pothead, aren't you? But it's okay because it's legal in the state of Nevada.
And California.
And California. So. And shout out to... Okay. This is one... Oh, we're already out of time, but...
That's all right.
I'm sure it's okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you are a consumer of marijuana, no shame. Great. Do your thing, especially if it's legal in your state. But do your research, people. Please try to support POC dispensaries.
Yes.
Okay? Because one of the main reasons why marijuana is legalized is so that white supremacy can work its way into every fucking facet of everything that we do. So,
and we've been growing this product for like decades.
This is our shit.
Yes.
Okay? So it's not that hard. Do your fucking Googles and find the closest POC dispensary to you and give them all your fucking money.
I follow your advice, girl. We saw an R&B singer in the fucking place that I went to. Shout out to Jardin.
Jardin? Okay, that's my local.
Or Jardin or whatever you
spell. That's my local dispensary, Jardin. And Snoop Dogg was there last Sunday, and I was so pissed because I was in LA. But it's okay.
We saw Neo, or like I think.
Neo? Yes. Oh my God. He's from Las Vegas.
Hey.
Oh my God.
I knew it was him.
Oh my God.
I look
God.
At him and I'm like, who is he? I'm like, I don't know. Google it.
Was he wearing a fedora?
I think so. I don't know, but okay. But yes, that's a great fucking recommendation. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Are you fucking. my Vanessa Vanjie was coming out. Are you fucking faux woke motherfuckers claiming that you know what's up and you walking around? Y'all sleepwalking. Y'all zombies. Okay? Y'all zombies. Y'all ain't.
Keep going.
Y'all ain't woke. Y'all dead. Okay? You gotta support our people. And for real. I'm sorry, I just got out of character. For real, like how fucking woke. This is the thing. That's why I do not use that word. I don't claim to be woke because it's like,
yeah.
It's too much. It's like I'm fucking ignorant as fuck too. I'm trying to learn every day. I'm not trying to pretend that I'm this fucking enlightened whatever. But at the bare minimum, I know shit like that. Like
you need to support local POC-owned businesses.
The
yes.
system, right? And but I'm like going to Walmart after this, you know? Like,
y McDonald's de pasada.
I'm gonna get some chicken nuggets and then go to my local POC dispensary. Okay. Balance. Oh.
Fight your battles, girl. Fight your battles.
I know.
Ya estoy sudando, wey. I wanna go.
Okay. All right, so yeah, thanks everybody. This was fun. I feel like I had to say something else. Oh, actually, I am in a show in Las Vegas at the Marjorie Barrick Museum at UNLV.
That's right.
The show is called Plural. It's all, I think most of them are local artists or people that have gone through UNLV.
That's right.
Check it out. I love the Barrick Museum. The director there is an amazing person. Her name is Alicia Curlin.
We love you, Alicia.
We love you. She's doing some amazing programming. I can't say anything yet, but there might be something really cool, really cool exhibitions next year at the Marjorie Barrick Museum. And we can't wait to announce them on the podcast.
And if I stay there, Emanuele and I are doing a fucking film festival in the Barrick Museum. We're working on it.
See?
It's happening.
You're a man making movements.
It's happening.
All right. And as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Send your emails to latinoswholunch@gmail.com. You know what?
With your questions.
Scratch that. I'm going to start a new email today, Junior. Okay?
Yes,
if you
Mimi.
Have questions, send your emails to asklwlpod@gmail.com.
Damn, that sounds so legit.
Ask LWLpod.com. And if you are posting anything about Latinos Who Lunch, hashtag LWL pod. That's our
P-O-D.
That's our new hashtag, because there's like some company in Sweden that's hashtag LWL.
Bitch, don't tell me about it.
I don't understand what's...
Hay una compañía de beberos para bebés in fucking in Argentina.
Called Babelito.
Sí, güey. And I started the hashtag Babelito. I was like, yay.
You should lean into it, girl. Maybe you should just start like wearing baby products.
Teteras y beberos.
Wouldn't be too far off.
Yes, continue. Oh,
okay, so... if you have a moment, please go on our website. We have a donate button. You can donate through PayPal, at Latinos Who Lunch, on Square Cash and Venmo. Give us all of your money. And then, while you're at it, you can also support us by rating us on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, right? So go on there, give us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the more represented we are. And representation...
it's important, no?
Representation matters.
Okay.
That sounds good, right? Yeah. Okay. And if you have a moment, go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the more represented we are. And representation
matters.
Hey! No, you don't like that?
No, we're working on it. We're already getting some emails asking us what to do.
So. I like that one.
No, we need something de nosotros,
maybe something that rhymes. Like, representation is... something.
Papalotation.
Sass.
Yeah, Just Yarmo.
Just Yarmo. Today's episode was brought to you by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega. Our episode was also produced by Hector Aguilar. Our intern is Carla Lagunas. Our band is... the music that you're hearing right now is from the band Brownout. Bye!
Ms. Banji. Miss Benji. Miss Benji.
Get these cookies.